At a glance, Wen Kexing could see that Zhou Zixu was using the Liu Yun Jiugong step of Four Seasons Villa. He gave Gu Xiang a severe lesson and took her away. Zhang Chengling saw that Zhou Zixu had a good martial arts, but he was hiding it deeply, so he took the initiative to greet Zhou Zixu and gave him a famous post so that he had something to go to Jinggu Villa. Zhang Chengling was anxious to buy snacks for his mother and left first. Zhou Zixu heard the children singing the song of the Five Lakes League vying for the leader of the martial arts and Liu Lijia, and he couldn't help feeling that the situation in the world is changing. Zhou Zixu wakes up the ferryman on the shore. He wants to take a boat to Jinggu Villa. The ferryman takes the opportunity to open his mouth. Zhou Zixu does not bargain. The ferryman looks at him sickly and cannot bear to blackmail him. Wen Kexing brought Gu Xiang to come in time, and offered to send Zhou Zixu to Jinggu Villa. The ferry boatman refused to let him go, so Zhou Zixu got on the boat and left. Zhou Zixu discovered from a distance that Jinggu Villa was like a paradise on earth. He couldn't wait to rush over. He forgot to pay when he disembarked, and was scolded by the ferryman. Zhou Zixu simply took the overlord ship once. Zhou Zixu performed his light work and quickly entered the peach forest of Jinggu Villa. He was intoxicated by the fragrance of flowers. Wen Kexing suddenly attacked from behind. Zhou Zixu could only fight against him. The two played against Zhou Zixu for a few rounds. Sheng admires him and asks him to drink, but Zhou Zixu flatly refuses. When Zhou Zixu came to Jinggu Villa, he learned from the steward that Zhang Yusen, the head of the Jinggu school, had not heard of Jiang Hu for a long time. He had three sons, Zhang Chengfeng, Zhang Chengluan, and Zhang Chengling. Zhou Zixu settled down to the Chaifang. At Zixi, Sang Kuayu nails began to attack again on time. Zhou Zixu felt pain all over his body and he could only use all his skills to heal his injuries. Suddenly, he heard loud voices outside. Zhou Zixu opened the door and found that Jinggu Villa had become a sea of fire. He flew over the roof to observe and found that people wearing ghost masks were burning, looting and looting at Jinggu Villa. Suspected that it was the work of the people of Ghost Valley, he immediately went to save people. Zhang Yusen, Zhang Chengluan, Zhang Chengfeng and Zhang Chengfeng were arrested. Almost all of the people in Jinggu Villa were killed and their bodies were everywhere. The ferry boatman protected Zhang Chengling and wanted to escape. He was chased by the people of Gigyu. Zhou Zixu rescued him and covered them to leave by boat. He saw Wen Kexing sitting in Huating and watching the excitement from a distance. Zhou Zixu took the ferryman and Zhang Chengling to a ruined temple. The ferryman explained that Zhang Yusen had saved his life. He ferried in front of Jinggu Villa for 3 years. He wanted to wait for one day to repay his favor. The ferryman asked Zhang Chengling to find him in Taihu Lake. Three white heroes, Zhang Chengling refused to leave. A group of people wearing ghost masks rushed in. A man who claimed to be a hanged ghost clambered in to catch Zhang Chengling. Zhou Zixu had to rest for half an hour because of exhaustion. The ferry boatman was fighting with the hanged ghost. She was overthrown to the ground due to lack of physical strength. The hanged ghost wanted to kill Zhou Zixu. Zhang Chengling desperately protected him. Gu Xiang came in time. She fought with the black and white impermanence. The hanged ghost wanted to kill Zhang Chengling, but the ferryman fought hard to protect him. Seriously injured. Gu Xiang was surrounded by evil spirits. Zhou Zixu struggled to jump up to relieve Gu Xiang and beat all the evil spirits away. He almost fainted due to lack of physical strength. Wen Kexing came to hug Zhou Zixu. The ferry boatman was dying due to excessive blood loss. Wen Kexing used internal force to help him maintain. The boatman asked Zhou Zixu to hand Zhang Chengling to Zhao Jing of the Five Lakes League. He also asked Zhang Chengling to kneel down to Zhou Zixu on the spot. Zhou Zixu fully agreed and ferried the boatman. After saying these words, he died. Zhou Zixu helped Zhang Chengling to bury the ferry boatman. Zhang Chengling was exhausted. Zhou Zixu planned to rest overnight before going on the road. Wen Kexing let Gu Xiang light a fire and roasted the dry food for Zhou Zixu and Zhang Chengling. Zhou Zixu excused not to be hungry and not want to eat. Gu Xiang ridiculed him. Zhang Chengling did not eat Gu Xiang's dry food, and was reprimanded by Gu Xiang, condemning him for not knowing how to repay him. Zhang Chengling repeatedly apologized to her. Wen Kexing discovered that Zhang Chengling was seriously injured and offered to help him be treated. Zhou Zixu firmly disagreed, and the two fought violently if they disagree.